Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Stephen Edwards. As founder and CEO of Premier Virtual, Stephen Edwards, a recruiting industry veteran and U.S. Army veteran, managed in-person hiring events for nearly a decade. It was at that time when he saw the need for a virtual option. He began building Premier Virtual, a multifunctional SaaS platform designed to bridge the gap between technology and human interaction. With COVID-19 accelerating the adoption curve in the workforce industry, the platform coordinates hybrid events with in-person and virtual options, offering employers and job seekers the best opportunity to succeed. A graduate of Florida Atlantic University and a U.S. Army specialist for the 82nd Airborne Division, Stephen is an entrepreneur to the core with a vision to help improve recruitment and retention efforts.
Well, good afternoon, Stephen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to it.
Awesome. This is amazing. Again, traversing the globe. Today, we're speaking with Steve Edwards. And Steve, we're going to jump into these questions, talk a little about you, your company, your career, and where things are headed. So again, jumping right in, you've got quite the career in recruitment as a senior executive and former military. Thank you for your service, by the way. And now the founder and CEO at Premier Virtual. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Well, first I'll talk about what inspires me. That's my wife and my kids. I wake up every morning with my little ones running into my bed and jumping on top of me, sometimes waking me up. Lately, though, a lot of times it's been them coming in as I'm watching Grant Cardone videos, as we're always trying to train the body and train the mind. But I do everything I do is for my family. And I know that kind of sounds cliche and some people say it's cheesy, but you know, I grew up in a small town and, you know, my mom was there for me and, you know, raised me a way to work hard. And I just want my family to have things that I didn't have growing up. So that's my biggest thing that inspires me. Second, what inspires me is my team that I built, getting things where our name just got into Forbes in an article in Forbes, like, my company's under 2 years old. You know, we built it. My team goes out on a daily basis and, you know, we help people. We tear back all the onions of what my software does is it helps people. So that's always a good feeling on a daily basis. But, you know, I really just kind of worked hard all my way up from getting out of the military to, you know, working hard there and going to college at night while I was in the military. And everywhere that I went to, I always tried to learn and be the best and say, what's my next step? And, you know, I got in the recruiting industry because I was in the sales industry, building sales teams for an organization. And, you know, I went to a lot of job fairs. I got into the job fair industry because I was at all the job fairs. I knew what they did. I knew the good ones out there. And when the company shut down my division, I said, this is a natural fit for me. And I did that for 9 years. And then, you know, in 2018, I flipped it to virtual and said, you know, millennials and Gen Z would rather apply online than wait in line and, you know, look at their phones to apply to jobs, and attendance stopped coming to in-person job fairs. So I had to do something and it went virtual and I fell in love with it. And I decided in 2019, the company I was with wanted nothing to do with virtual. And I said, all right, I'm going to break off and create Premier Virtual. And, you know, we started developing the software in 2019 and, you know, we launched in the end of 2019 and everybody knows what happened in early 2020. And, you know, now here we are.
That's amazing. You know, and that's really a great segue, Steve, into the next question, because you're right. Each generation does their things their own way, but we've noticed that both the last two generations are really focused on that mobile market. And so talking about that shift, you know, we all had to make major shifts and adjustments for the pandemic, right? The lockdown really threw some businesses for a loop and some went out of business. But what are your plans for business growth going forward? And will it be any different than during the lockdown?
Well, you know, to look at the future, you got to look at the past. And when I look at the past, I look at what happened in 2018. When I announced in December of 2018 at a LinkedIn local event that I was going 100% virtual, people were laughing at me. They said, this doesn't work. Virtual job fairs are never going to work. What you're saying is never going to work. And I'm like, I don't care what you say, right? I said, I'm going forward. This is what it was. You know, when the pandemic hit, I had a lot of emails from people that were at that event that night and go, wow, you were a forward thinker. And, you know, some people said I was lucky. And I try to say is, you know, I looked at the trends and what was happening in recruiting and everything and said, this is where it's naturally going to go. So our plans for growth, they change a little bit, but really that's for different lines of business within our platform that organizations are able to run 24/7 virtual hiring rooms, national hiring events. Companies didn't think about this 2 years ago. And now organizations are saying, wow, we can do a national hiring event. You know, Amazon in 2018 said, we want to hire 10,000 people in a week. 2019, they said, we want to hire 30,000 people. Last year, they wanted to hire 100,000 people. And it's like, it made the news. It made everything. They were thinking, here's what we can do. They were Amazon. Other organizations can do that. When I talk to national companies, I say, have you ever thought about a national hiring event for all of your offices across the entire country? They're like, you could do that? I go, you can now with virtual. You couldn't before with in-person. It took a lot more to do it. So organizations are starting to really see what can be done in the virtual world. So we're still kind of in that cusp. And a lot of people think that, once COVID's over, virtual is going away. It's not going away. People are doing hybrid events. They're doing hybrid events today, and they're going to do hybrid events in the future. Organizations are looking at the costs, on the college side of it, where they used to have to spend all this money to fly recruiters to a city. Then you had your airfare, you had your food, you had your gas, you had your hotel, all of these expenses that they had to have. And they were out of the office for 3+ days. Or, you know, in most major cities like Florida, you had your recruiting season with all the colleges. So these recruiters would be out of the office for 1 to 2 weeks at a time, going to all these job fairs. Well, now they could sit in their office and realistically they could be on 2, 3, 4 virtual job fairs at one time. It's more efficient and more cost effective.
Thank you for sharing that. And that's an amazing story of how you did that major pivot, right? So Steve, let's jump in just briefly here about some technologies. This is a technology platform, but you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack. Is there anything, maybe one thing you could share with us right now?
You know, is the biggest thing with us is I'm always looking at what's next. 2 years ago or a year and a half when COVID came, companies didn't want to do video interviews. They weren't, a lot of the organizations, even some of the, major companies that were in this industry pre-COVID didn't even have video in their platform. And when we built our platform, we built video right in it. And you always have to stay ahead of the competition. And the big thing that we do is we have focus groups. We just launched a second version of our software 60 days ago. And last year when we started to develop, we did focus groups with our clients, the organizations and attendees that went on to the event. Then we had our UX team build all the mockups. Then we went back and did focus groups again, because a lot of organizations out there want to build things to say, hey, this is a sexy technology, but is it really user-friendly? So we built it from what our clients want and what are the organizations that are in the job fairs, and what is it from the user end, not just, hey, here's what looks cool today because it's a virtual room. We look for, what our clients are looking for and what's easy to use, because not everybody's tech savvy out there.
Totally get that. It's been a big shift in that area as well. And I've seen it. I look at it from a technologist perspective, but thank you for sharing. And Steve, last question, could you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in entrepreneurship?
You know, there's really three things that I look at is one, don't listen to people that tell you no. You know, I had so many people that told me no when I was launching this. I had people that when I was in the job fairs, people told me, no, this doesn't work. You can't listen to people. People on the outside don't understand the mindset of an entrepreneur, and they're going to tell you no. And if you're, and I hate to say this, right, this sounds bad, but if you're weak-minded and you listen to what's out there, you're never going to be successful. And the second and third thing is you have to train your body and you have to train your mind. Your mind is what's going to get you out there. And on a daily basis, you have to train that, right? Putting positivity things in there, reading books, watching videos. I mean, we live in such a wonderful age right now. If there's anything that you want, you can go online and find it. Not just the training videos that are out there or the books that are out there, but you can watch just something online to get an answer to train your mind to always be better, always be improving. Seeing what the trends are to be always better than that. And train your body. Not everybody has to work out on there, but it could mean, right, eating healthy. It could mean, going to the gym, right? We built a gym in the office because I know my team members want to be able to get away. And sometimes they need to take their mind off of what's going on at the office and just get into the gym. Some jump rope, some lift weights, some do cardio. It's training their mind and training their body. And don't listen to people that tell you no.
I love that. And again, I see a little bit of that Grant Cardone you talked about at the beginning here, just a little bit of that coming out of you as well. And I think he shares a strong but positive message for people to get out there and just get after it. So, Steve, I just want to let you know it's a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
All right. Thank you for your time today, Brian. You have a wonderful day and a great weekend.
Bye for now.